Okay.
But please join us back at the house for coffee if you like.
Okay, Holland said again. He checked his mirrors and U-turned across the width of the road. Frozen ruts splintered under his wheels. He got lined up in the southbound lane, but didn't race on ahead. He kept pace instead, crawling slowly, holding a lateral line with himself on the left behind the wheel, then his empty passenger seat, then the berm of plowed snow, then Reacher, then Janet Salter. His front tires were made of hard winter compound, and they crunched and scrabbled slowly. He had chains on the back. Each link rotated into position and made its own distinct sound. He put his flashing lights on to warn the traffic behind him of his low speed. He had strobes concealed in the rear parcel shelf, matched by more behind the radiator grill. Reacher guessed they would do the job. From a distance, the unmarked car would look like a regular police cruiser. Janet Salter said,
"This is ridiculous."
Reacher said, "He's just doing his job."
"I don't like the attention."
"You're important to him."
"Only because he can use me."
"You're a prominent citizen. You're the kind of person a chief of police worries about."
"The only prominent citizens in this town are the prison staff. Believe me, that's how it works now."
They walked on, with the idling car crunching slowly alongside them. Where there were no buildings on their right, the wind blew in, hard and strong and uninterrupted, a mass of frozen air whistling relentlessly over the flat land, with nothing in its path to roil it up or make it turbulent. It was still carrying tiny spicules of ice. They came in horizontal and pattered against the side of Reacher's hood. They could have been airborne for hundreds of miles, maybe all the way from the Rocky Mountains. Janet Salter asked,
"Are you cold?"
Reacher smiled, as much as his numb face would let him. "I know," he said. "This is nothing." They got back in the house and peeled off layers and endured the pain of thawing. Reacher's ears burned, and his nose and chin prickled and itched. Peterson and the two women cops had to have been feeling the same, but they showed no signs of distress. Probably a matter of local South Dakota pride. Chief Holland was entirely okay. He had been riding in a heated car, out of the wind. But still, he gave a theatrical shiver as soon as he stepped into the hallway. Relief, Reacher figured, now that Janet Salter's exposure was over and they had gotten away with it. The two women cops took up their established positions. Janet Salter went to work with her percolator. Reacher and Peterson and Holland watched her from the hallway. Then the phone rang. Janet Salter asked someone to pick it up. Peterson got it. He listened for a second and held the receiver out to Reacher. "For you," he said. "It's the woman from the 110th MP. Reacher took the phone. Peterson and Holland trooped into the kitchen and left him alone. Instinctive politeness. Reacher put the phone to his ear, and the voice from Virginia said,
"I called a guy in the Air Force."
"And?"
"We're getting there. Slowly. But not because it's a secret. Quite the opposite. Because the place was abandoned and forgotten years ago. It fell off the active list when God's dog was still a puppy. Nobody can remember a thing about it."
"Not even what it was?"
"All the details are archived. All my guy has seen so far is a report about how hard it was to build. The design was compromised several times during construction because of the kind of terrain they found. Some kind of schist. You know what that is?"
"Bedrock, I guess," Reacher said. "Probably hard, if it caused difficulties."
"It proves they were excavating underground."
"That's for sure. Not a bad result for the first 2 hours."
"1 hour,"
the voice said.
"I took a nap first."
"You're a bad person."
"Last time I checked, you're not my boss."
"Anything else?"
I got a hit on a Florida cop called Kapler, Miami PD, born there 36 years ago, upped and quit 2 years ago for no apparent reason. No health issues, not in debt. I'll get more when I'm in the Miami PD records.
You can do that with Google?
No, I'm using a few other resources. I'll let you know.
Thanks, Reacher said. Anything else? There was a pause.
My guy isn't talking.
From Fort Hood?
Not a word.
Where is he?
Back on post, in a cell.
Did he live on post or off post?
Off.
So he's looking at Texas law for the homicide, or the uniform code for the treason. That's a rock and a hard place. Either way, he's going to fry. He doesn't have an incentive to talk.
What would you do?
What's your goal?
The non-state actors. Who he's talking to, and how, and why?
The why is easy. He probably served in Iraq or Afghanistan and got seduced by all the humanitarian bullshit and made friends and got played like a fish. The how will be cell phone or email or an encrypted website. The who will be very interesting, I agree.
So, how do I get him to talk?
Order him to. You outrank him. He's trained to obey.
That won't be enough. It never is.
Are his parents still alive?
Yes.
Siblings?
A younger brother, training with the Navy SEALs.
That's good. That's close to perfect, in fact. You need to bring your boy north and sit him down and offer him a deal.
I can't do that.
You can, in terms of publicity. Tell him he's going to fry, no question, but for what is up to him. Domestic violence by returning officers is up, what, 1,000%? Nobody condones it, but most folks kind of understand it. So tell him if he cooperates, that's all the world will know about him. But tell him if he doesn't cooperate, then you'll do the treason thing out in the open. His parents will be ashamed and mortified. His brother will have to quit the SEALs. His old high school will disown him.
Will that work?
All he's got left is his name. He's 4th Infantry. That stuff matters over there.
No reply.
Believe me, Reacher said. Let him get out with honor.
Domestic violence is honorable.
Compared to the alternative.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
Don't forget about me, Reacher said. I need to know what the Air Force built here. The scope, purpose, and architecture, same as I always did, as soon as possible.